Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Butch Paul, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Today is tax day. Did you do your taxes?
Yeah, it's tax day,
and make sure everybody gets there to the, you know, the one time I can remember, probably back in the 70s, I remember my mother rushing to get to the post office, and, you know, she was a procrastinator, that's where I get mine, especially for the taxes, and I can remember a panic. I just got to get, and you know, this is the older generation. And I mean, it was just a panic to get to the post office to make sure that it was postmarked, you know, by April 15th. And I just thought, and it just hit me. There is such fear in this country. And I never wanted to be fearful. Whether I have my envelope postmarked the 15th, the 16th, or if I file extend, you know, it's, I pay my taxes, I do what I'm supposed to do, but I just don't, you know, that fear and that intimidation that you receive if, you know, you forget to dot your I correctly or cross your T properly, you know, it's...
And you're talking about 50 years ago since you've done that.
Yeah.
Now think about it, how much worse it got in the last 50 years.
Yes.
It's so phenomenal. It's just... And now they started slaughtering babies with their tax dollars. They weren't doing that in the beginning of the 70s. So, and they've started promoting sexual perversion with our tax dollars and all these things. So, yeah, it's gotten a lot worse since then. Every time we pay taxes, I don't care whether we do it through property taxes that supports a public hellhole we call schools or gasoline taxes, they say it goes to roads. I don't always believe that. But whatever tax you pay more, you can believe it's being used for things that are go against your moral beliefs and your core character. And every time you got to support that, that is the worst kind of tyranny there is.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, and but, that's where we are.
Yeah, and I... But anyway, it's tax day, so... We have gold today. You know, it's struggling, but we're still up $1.60. We'll take $1.60 every day. $1,348. Silver was up 11 cents today at $16.85. Platinum was up 6 at $9.39. And palladium, again, took the lead, up 12 at $1,017. USDX today... is trading stronger by 0.06 at 89.50. Crude oil was up 31 cents at 66.53. Everything was in the green today. Not a whole lot in the red. And if we go into the paper market, that certainly has followed suit. Everything is in the green. You have the Dow up $213 or points at 24,786. The NASDAQ is up 124 points, 7,281. That was up 1.75%. The S&P was up 28 points at 2,706. 10-year yield 2.81% down 0.02. Euro was also trending a little weaker today, and everything is pretty much strong. The only red that I see, and I'm not talking about stocks, but just as an overall view of things, is you had Hong Kong down a little bit, and everything else was green, positive. So I'm glad the world is happy, and they certainly are. You know, I need to buy some of their rose-colored glasses, you know, so we can also enjoy. But there's some really strange, before we get into some of the topics you wanted to talk about, there was some weird headlines today. You had an airline from Southwest, a Southwest jet, was flying from LaGuardia down to Texas somewhere. They had to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia, and what happened is the engine exploded and shrapnel hit a window, broke and sucked, or tried to suck, a woman or passenger, they didn't say if it was male or female, I think it was a female, out the window, and I guess they have since died. They were able to pull them back inside, but there was one death from that, kind of bizarre thing. They took off from LaGuardia, and they had an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Also, Pastor Butch, the Supreme Court justice, the one that was chosen by President Trump, he just handed Trump a loss on immigration. Gorsuch was the tie-breaking vote. The Supreme Court today ruled that part of a federal law that makes it easier to deport immigrants convicted of crimes is too vague. The 5-4 ruling handed the Trump administration a loss on a signature issue. Justice Neil Gorsuch, who was appointed by Trump, joined the court's more liberal justices to cast the deciding vote. So, it was interesting when he was chosen. There was a lot of little things in there to think that he might vote more to the liberal side. The church, I can't recall off the top of my head that he went to, was more of a liberal church and so forth, and some of his other things. So it's kind of interesting. You had the four other conservative justices in dissent. It was the vote of the Trump appointee that was decisive in striking down the provision at issue. Gorsuch did not join all of Kagan's opinion, but he agreed with her that the law could not be left in place. Gorsuch wrote that no one should be surprised that the Constitution looks unkindly on any law so vague that reasonable people cannot understand its terms and judges do not know where to begin it applying. So, interesting.
It is interesting, and it's really sad, but I keep saying this, but I'm going to have to say it. I try to tell the people so. Trump is not going to turn this around. And may I share with you something that Franklin Graham said at the First Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Can I read to you what he said?
Sure.
Now, it's entitled Never, what's the title was? This doesn't have a title, I guess. But anyway, he wrote this. Now, this is very telling, folks. Don't pay attention to this, because this speaks to the truth in a lot of different areas. The American dream, and he said it ended on November 6, 2012. I disagree. I think it started long before that, but let's get to the point. The second term of Barack Obama has been the final nail in the coffin for the legacy of the white Christian males who discovered, explored, pioneered, settled, and developed the greatest republic in the history of mankind. I'll repeat that. The white Christian males. Now, I'm not picking on race. Anybody knows me knows I'm not a racist. But we're founded by Caucasian Christian males. That's just all there is to it. Not to like it. Go somewhere else they don't like it. That's all I can say. But anyway, a coalition of blacks, Latinos, feminists, and he said gay, but I say sexual perverts, government workers, union members, environmental extremists, the media, Hollywood, uninformed young people, the forever needy, the chronically unemployed, illegal aliens, and other fellow travelers have ended Norman Rockwell's America. You will never again outvote these people. It will take individual acts of defiance and massive displays of civil disobedience to get back the rights we have allowed them to take away. It will take zealots, not moderates, and not shy, not reach across the aisle rhinos to right the ship and restore a beloved country to its former status. People like me are completely politically irrelevant and will probably never again be able to legally comment or concern myself with aforementioned coalition, which has surrendered our culture, our heritage, and our traditions about it without firing a shot. The Cocker Spaniel is off the front porch. The Pit Bull is in the backyard. The American Constitution has been replaced with Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and the likes of Chicago shyster David Axelrod, along with international socialist George Soros, have been pulling the strings on their beige puppet and have brought us Act 2 of the New World Order. The curtain will come down, but the damage has been done. The story has been told. Those who come after us will once again have to risk their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to bring back the republic that this generation has timidly flittered away due to white guilt and political correctness. Very well said, Mr. Graham. I tell you what, from what I can read about you, Franklin Graham, you're twice the man your daddy was. And I hope you're not a Mason like he was. But nonetheless, this is very well said. Very well said. I like that very much.
Yes. Yes. My biggest question, though, was did we ever really have a Norman Rockwell world?
Well,
that's the question.
It was on the surface, but underneath, Melody, longer than we've been alive, this nation has been seething. You know, it's been undergirded long before you and I were thought of. It was undergirded back in 1879 when the Constitution was more or less set aside. Right after the South lost the battle of Northern aggression, so 1879, the Constitution basically died, and ever since then, with presidents like we have the Roosevelt and others that has gutted the Constitution, and the idea of the independent family and individual in this nation to govern himself, to provide for himself, to prosper or fail by himself, that's been done away with. Now, everyone today wants a safety net. Everyone today wants some way to not worry about tomorrow and pay the bills. You know, somebody's going to do it for me. If I can't do it, somebody else do it for me. That's what's happened to America. Socialism is good for the lazy people.
I agree with you 100%.
That's good preaching, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's ungodly. It's immoral. It's a sin. Laziness, being lazy is a sin. And that's what the Bible says, and a slothful man in Scripture says will come to nothing. America has come to nothing because the people become slothful in a lot of different areas, mainly spiritual and morally. And that's why we have this discontent in this country. That's why we have people are now taking over the nation with all the radical views that are totally ungodly, but the churches are sitting back waiting for the rapture. So don't worry about it. This is where we are in America.
Don't worry, be happy, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the Bible tells us that a man will not provide for his own. That doesn't just mean, that means provision spiritually, physically, and even to the point of protecting. That's it. Look it up, folks. That's what it means. The word provide means to protect also. It's a duty of a man, not the right of a man to own a weapon or a woman, actually. But it's a duty of all Christians to keep and bear arms, to defend themselves and innocent people. We haven't defended the innocent in this country since 1973. 70 million dead babies attest to that. So don't tell me America's coming back because it's not.
No, I agree. Just to change views here a little bit, today there was just an update. Trump tweeted yesterday that China was playing the currency devaluation game, but it's really the U.S. dollar that's losing value this year. And what I wanted to talk about with these high markets and all these earnings that are coming out, and what I've said all along, a weaker dollar is greater news for corporate America. The U.S. dollar index, and that measures the value of the greenback versus the euro, yen, and some other currencies, global currencies, is down by 2.7% so far in 2018. The Chinese yuan is not part of that index, but the dollar is down more than 3% against it as well. And so, you know, when we hear all about these, great earnings, it weaker dollar boosts profits for large multinational U.S. firms. It makes their goods and services less expensive to buy in foreign markets. China is an example. And some of your big countries, or not countries, but companies, your multinational, you're talking Apple, Boeing, Caterpillar, they all generate a decent chunk of their revenue from China, and they do stand to gain from the dollar's fall against the yuan. So, and what's interesting here is about 60% of the companies in the S&P 500 that have reported results in the past few weeks have said that in their latest earning reports that the weaker dollar has given them a boost, according to data from FactSet. And so again, the question is, will the weaker dollar continue? We do believe so here at Discount Gold and Silver. That doesn't mean we can't see bouts of strength at any given time, but in the long term, yes, government wants a weaker dollar, multinational corporations want a weaker dollar, and a weaker dollar is what we're going to get. Even though you have Larry Kudlow in there telling people, you know, buy the dollar and sell gold, well, you know what I think of him. He had the Great Recession knocking on his door, and he denied it through the whole time that there was ever such a recession. So, you know, I can't say that he knows a whole lot. But so, again, that's something else I saw interesting. If I can pull it up here, was today, yet China, they're slapping a huge import charge on they came out and said today, 179% on U.S. sorghum after an investigation found the shipments were unfairly subsidized and damaging Chinese producers. And again, sorghum is used as a grain that is used to feed livestock and make a liquor that's very popular with Chinese drinkers. Now, I saw an interview with Kudlow, and Kudlow says, oh, we're throwing back these, you know, tariffs, percentages and so forth, but nothing has really been done yet. And, you know, we're still, you know, back channel discussions and so forth. Well, we'll see about that as China goes ahead and moves along with their fees, their taxes, their penalties, their whatever you want to call it, their tariffs on U.S. products going into China. And there's just one more thing, Pastor Bush, that I wanted to mention here. There was, if I can find it here, where Mr. Trump said that there's a possibility that there will not be a meeting between him and the United and the North Korean president. And I saw earlier today that North Korea and South Korea are about ready to make an agreement that the war is over between the two. And possibly with that treaty being done between those two countries, there really doesn't need to be a meeting with the United States, or does there? And my point is, if South Korea is making a deal with North Korea, then I suspect we should bring back all our military that is in South Korea. Every single person should be brought back to the United States. Let them fend for themselves. And we should even help South Korea defend for them. So again, it's interesting in the direction that that's going. When I saw that North Korea and South Korea were going to make their own deal, come to terms, and that the meeting might not take place. So we'll see. No final cancellations and so forth. But Trump said there might not be one. So we'll see.
Time will tell, you know. I mean, I've heard Trump say he's going to pull us out of Syria. And, of course, the so-called chemical attack, I assume, stopped that for a while. So all these things, I don't know. They're waving. I think they're waving the right hand, and we better watch out for the left hand. You know, there's something going on here that I like to think it'd be true. I like to see them come to a peace there. We could pull out, literally, I mean, really pull out. I don't know. I don't see it happening. But I guess time will tell on that.
Well, I mean, I think if they make an agreement, they're not going to want the United States to leave. They're still want our baby. They still want our.
Money.
Know, we're still going to have to keep peace in the region, so to speak. So.
And we bring a lot of money over there, too.
Yep. Hey, we're heading into a break already. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. I'm Melody Cedarstrom with Financial Survival. And we'll be back right after these few short messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We were just talking about the Koreas prior to the break, and I unless Pastor Butch wants to add anything to that, we can go ahead and move on to something else.
Well, not really. I just will say that I was telling you in a break there, I remember my uncle coming back from Korea. I remember we were in a service station in Valley Head, West Virginia, and he was walking across the street from a restaurant. He got back from Korea. And that's been a long time ago. And I've mentioned that ever since then, there's been a war or a police action declared. My generation had, of course, Vietnam, and all the generations since then, of course, the younger men and women have been in Southeast, in the Middle East, and all over the place. So there's never been a generation that's ever in this nation that's ever went through without some kind of declared war or police action. Sad but true. You know, you may cover this already, Melody. I don't know. I didn't get. I forgot to send this to you. But a healthy economy, it says, can be a dangerous thing. Now, I never thought about this, but this is really something to read about. Americans have a history of loading up on debt in good times and paying dearly when the bills come due. Adding to the pain, a booming economy is often accompanied by rising interest rates, which make mortgages, credit cards, and other debt much more expensive. As the U.S. Federal Reserve raises rates, there are signs that consumers could be putting themselves in peril. When consumers are confident or overconfident is when they get into credit card trouble, said Todd Christensen, education manager at Debt Reduction Services Incorporated in Boise, Idaho. The nonprofit credit counseling service has been a noticeable uptick in people looking for help with their debt, he said. Spending on general purpose credit cards surged by 9.4% last year to $3.5 trillion. I had no idea it was that big, according to the industry newsletter Nielsen Report. Card delinquencies are also rising. U.S. household debt climbed in the fourth quarter at the fastest pace since 2007, according to the Federal Reserve. So people who think the economy is getting better are more prone to go in debt, credit card debt and other debt, I'm sure. But I hadn't really thought about that. I mean, $3.5 trillion, Melody, that's a lot of money to be in debt. Credit card debt alone.
Well, you know, hey, what's a few trillion here and there anymore, you know?
I mean,
you know, it's...
Go ahead. I'm just dumbfounded.
Well, you know, the problem is every recession that we've ever had, we've came out by creating debt. It wasn't based on an economy working properly the way it's supposed to be. You know, with the Federal Reserve, they thought they could manage the economies. They would be able to control the booms and the busts, and they didn't let things work naturally. You know, they wanted to control things, and because that way they get wealthier and more powerful. We get all that, all the reasons. We know the history, all the reasons why they took us off the gold standard. And, you know, so every recession that we've had after they closed the gold window, we came out of those recessions with debt. So you get to the point, like the last recession, which is, it's hard to believe it was 10 years ago that it started. 10 years ago. Where did those 10 years go? I know it. Seems just like yesterday we were talking about it. And so how did the people really, how were they helped coming out of that recession? They weren't helped at all. You had the stock market going higher, but that was it. And that, well, that was funny.
I remember
nothing trickled down.
Well, I don't know how, and again, that's been 10 years, but I remember talking to a family member, trying to tell a bunch of them, but one in particular that was in the building industry. He was building, designing homes and things. I said, from what I understand, it's going to come to a huge hit one day soon. And I told him this in about 2006 and 7. I said, it's going to come to an end, and maybe an abrupt end. Well, they laughed at me. I mean, really, they giggled when I told them about it. I'm dead serious. Remember Bob Chapman telling me that was going to happen. And he didn't mention any dates. He said sometime around, he mentioned 2008, perhaps, I think, as a date, but not a specific date. And I remember telling the family member about that. And after that happened in 2008, he lost his home, he lost his car, he lost his wife. Now, I don't think he's laughing anymore.
No, absolutely not. And we're experiencing the same thing now. People just think this is going to continue, don't remember, they have short memories, and they really don't do anything until it's too late. You know, we can stand here and we can preach all day long. We can try to give them the information in order for them to make decisions, for them to protect their the money that they work so hard for their retirement, trying to tell them how much at risk is there of losing 70% of it. I mean, it could be 50%. Who cares? 50% is a lot. But you know what? Until that 2x4 hits them, a lot of people won't do anything, and they've got to see something actually happening. And you know, we've had these tax cuts. These tax cuts were supposed to go down to, you know, the help everyone and to the workers and stuff. Well, companies have dedicated $305 billion to share buybacks and cash mergers, compared with $131 billion in wage growth in the first quarter. So you're looking at tax cut riches have gone to executives and investors over workers by nearly 3-to-1 margin. So again, you know, all the money that was supposed to, you know, work down, funnel down, trickle down to the worker so you can get better wages, so you can, you know, it's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to happen. And there was a big report. I just saw it now. Morgan Stanley, they're issuing a warning. The end is near for the bull market. All these people come out and say, get out, get out, get out. And everybody is pretty much at a standstill.
But some people have prospered because of that. Bank of America is minting money thanks to tax cuts. So this is, and turbulent markets actually make it grow stronger for the America. America's second largest bank hauled in $6.9 billion in profit during the first 3 months of 2018. That's the biggest quarterly profit in Bank of America's history, taking out the previous record of 2011. The blockbuster earnings are at least partly because of President Trump's corporate tax cuts. Now let that sink in a minute. Corporate tax cuts. They saved, if I'm reading this right here, over 30%, by about 30% in taxes, what they normally would pay. So that's where their profits coming from, Melody. They didn't make any more. The tax cuts saved them $1 billion or $2. And what did it save? I didn't see any difference in my pay. Did you?
No.
I mean, seriously, I didn't say, oh my goodness, I'm going to get back another 10 grand this year, whatever it caused the tax cuts. But Bank of America profited big time it caused the tax cuts. And I'm not against tax cuts. We should let it get there in the first place. But again, it's just leading to more strain on the economy, period. And I know people want to hear that, and I'm sorry, it's just true. They're not going to cut taxes and let it go by very long. Here in West Virginia, they took out the food tax a few years ago. Hey, no problem. But the food tax, one of the fairest taxes there is, because everybody pays the food tax. We go to the store, buy groceries, pay food tax. But they cut food tax, so they raised the price of our license plates from $31 to $51. Now figure it out. I mean, did we gain anything when we think overall? And gasoline tax went up a nickel gallon. Oh, so they cut 3 cents off food, raised license plates, well, 70%, and gasoline tax went up another nickel. So how much do we save, really?
Not a dime.
Not a dime.
Not a dime.
But these people aren't stupid. They know how to make money, folks. They don't produce it. They don't earn it. They make it off of you and I. They take it from us. They don't make it. They take it from us. They put a gun to your head and say, pay up or go to jail. Not literally, unless you don't pay it. Then it's literally.
But you know what? You just said something. You know, they know how to make it. They know how to tax you. They know, but that's because they know how easy it is to manipulate that people don't pay attention, and they can get away with stealing it from them.
Jose,
you know,
four,
a nickel
six,
and gasoline.
People.
Oh, a nickel and gasoline. Oh, we're gonna repair your bridges, all those potholes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know. And everybody sits there. Yay! You know, Good old government. You know, it's only a nickel.
Now, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and they're raising the toll on our toll road in this state from $2 to $4 per carload. That's a 100% increase. Well, no big deal. I don't travel. Some people travel every day, and they don't pay it anyway. Unless you want to get a what they call a direct pass, and if you do it right now, you save something over the next couple of years. But the issue is playing out this. Yeah, I realize it. They say they want to fix roads, and it costs money. I know all that. But here in the state of West Virginia, they found hundreds of cars the state owned that they didn't know they owned, Melody.
It's not fun.
How many cars do you own that you don't know you own?
Not many.
No, not many. Not me neither. And I wrote a letter to the governor and to the Senate and the House. I said, I appreciate what y'all are trying to do, and the money's tight. Have you ever thought about taking a cut in pay to help us out a little bit? I never got a reply on that. I mean, if I got to pay, why can't they pay?
Agreed.
Gee, you got me started. Doggone, I'm trying to be real calm.
I know you
today.
Are. Take it away.
Well, you know, I mean, it's insane. And it adds to it. And people are still blowing the trumpet. And Trump's fired on a sovereign country or over a suspected attack by this leader, which was and I'm going to say this politely, it's a damn lie. That's all I'm going to say, right? Just the way it was. It was a lie. And we went over and rocketed Syria on lies that were easily proven. Even people who support Trump strongly have come out against him because of that. Even Alex Jones came out against him, believe it or not, and said he was wrong on this. Folks, he was wrong. Putin has told us if we do this again, there's going to be chaos in this country, in this world, and I believe that. It was an act of aggression. It's a war crime. Even if Assad did it to his people, Melody, we have no right to interfere
right.
in a sovereign nation. Am I telling the truth so far?
Yes, you are.
And does that affect my pocket? Yes, it does. It caused gas because oil prices go up, because of unrest in place where the oil is being produced. Now, we have violated everything, even the UN Charter we violated on this. But the evidence was staged. This didn't happen the way it say it happened. That's a fact. The white helmets have done this before, so-called white helmets. They've had a history of staging evidence. So we're seeing this come together. And Putin, I don't believe, now people say we shouldn't brag on Putin. I'm not bragging on Putin. I'm just telling you, I don't think he's a man that blows a lot of smoke. I think he means what he says. What do you think about that, Melody?
Well, I don't think Putin is a nice person, and he gets to do what he wants to do in his country, just like we should be here protecting our Constitution. But I do believe he drew a line in the sand. And these countries are becoming more and more bold because the United States isn't the main military power anymore.
Well, from evidence I've heard from other sources, a bunch of our rockets did not make it in to the target supposed to hit, and they also destroyed a manufacturing company that produced medicines for the country, not a chemical company, but a company that was making medicines for the people in Syria, and a lot of rockets got shot down. Now that is coming from sources that are well known that know what they're talking about. So America is a laughing stock.
That could have all been by design, too. You know, oh, well, we're going to talk big and we're mm-hmm. going to do this. And if you want to shoot, you know, we don't know what is orchestrated. We don't know what's on stage. We don't know what goes on behind the stage and so forth. But what I'm saying is, you know, although I do believe our Defense Department probably has some amazing military that we don't know about. You know, I'm sure there's, you know, technology that they haven't released to the public, I'm sure, but so do these other countries. So I'm not sure we're that main military country of the world as we used to be, because now you've got countries that are teaming up against us. You have Russia, you have China, you have Iran now. You have even North Korea, who, you know, whether he's, you know, has nuclear capabilities now or not, we don't really know. So, but those make a powerful strength. So, and they're flexing their muscles.
Have you ever read Dimitri Duman's Prophecies for America?
No.
I'm going to send you a copy of that. I will do that as soon as I can. Everything he prophesied, now I do not necessarily trust people who say they're prophets. I don't. But the Bible does tell us how to tell if it's real or not. Watch and see if what they say comes to pass. His prophecies are hitting right on the head. Now, he put these out back in the 1980s, early 90s. Are coming together, just like he said. I'm going to send copies so you can see what I'm talking about. Yes, we have enemies that are grouping around us. Now, maybe even one time they were enemies. Nations that once didn't even work together are working against us. America had become the bully on the block. We are now have become an empire. And empires always have a hard fall. And it's going to hurt like you know what when it happens. You know, now Israel is preparing for a direct attack from Iran. Now, this is no joke. This is for real. This is even closer than us going to war with Russia. And they told Iran, if you do, we will react strongly against any attack from Iran. And so I don't know what's going to happen there, but this is huge. Iran and Israel goes at it. It could lead to anything. Both of them have nuclear weapons. It could lead to anything. I know Iran is supposed to, but I'm sure they do. So, and Iran is nothing. There's nothing to mess with. I guarantee that. And so this could trigger a lot more. The Middle East is going to be where the Third World War originates from. Somewhere in the Middle East, probably to do with Israel. But Iran and Israel are now rallying their sabers at each other. This is not good news at all. America, the whole world is like a pot on the stove that's starting to boil with no outlets. If you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
and that
you know,
does bother us financially. People, believe it or not, this affects us. It is going to hurt our pocketbooks.
And yes, it is. And you know, you'd like to think that these people would have some restraint. I would sooner have them have war, a financial war, than a nuclear war. And so, you know, we don't know, you know, which direction it will head. We're all focused on wars and rumors of wars, but then is it going to be a financial war or are we already in a financial war?
So, yes, we are.
We'll be back in just a few short minutes. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value. value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Finance Survival. And Pastor Butch was on a roll prior to the break. He's all fired up today, and it's always good to hear people fired up. And we probably don't get fired up enough. If we could get the rest of the world fired up, or the rest of the people in this country, just the people in this country, although half of them are fired up, the no Trumpers and so forth, they're all fired up, but they don't have a clue as to why they're
true.
Fired up,
true,
you know, and it's so dangerous because of that, and it's it certainly is interesting.
Well, we're going to get into something else in a couple minutes, too, I think you'll find interesting. But I got to show you this one article. I sent this to you, and I mentioned I was going to cover it, and I put it after. What? Consumer prices post first drop in 10 months. Now, listen to this. On weak gasoline. Have you noticed the price of gas going down anywhere? Have you noticed anywhere?
No, I haven't.
You know, U.S. consumer prices fell for the... U.S. consumer prices fell for the first time in 10 months in March, weighed down by a decline in the cost of gasoline. I'd like to know where these people live. Ours certainly didn't go down here. So I just... But they're still warning about, inflation coming up real soon, but because of health care and rental accommodations. But I just thought that was absurd. People wrote this... the 11th, did you reckon gas drop where they were? I mean, really?
You know, I mean, the only way they could do that if they were doing it on a particular quarter and so forth, but they're talking about a year. Did you say?
Yeah.
So it's really hard to be an average maybe over the year. Maybe it was really a little bit lower last year to where we are today, to where they could actually, but certainly a very misleading article as far as gasoline, because we know gasoline prices are rising. Look at oil. There's a lot of opinions that oil is going to be trading over $70. Gasoline prices are not going to go any lower. But you know, it's another feel-good article. It makes people out there, all right, gasoline is going down. I can go out and spend some money.
It is a feel-good article, I thought because we're producing so much oil now on ourselves in this country and off our coast now, we're exporting oil, that the prices will go down. But I'm not seeing it happen. But that's another thing people's all hyped up about, because Trump's going to get us produce oil again, and I'm all for that. But it hasn't affected me any in a positive way that I've seen. How about you?
No, not at all. I mean, it's like the most of the oil rigs that was approved for the East Coast and West Coast, most of the states are fighting it. They don't want oil rigs off the coast that ruins the beaches and tourists, and
sure,
because that's all these. That, I mean, that's a big part of the country, tourism on the beach. They're fighting back. These states are so nothing, and that would take years anyway. Keystone Pipeline, you know, that was all a big deal. You don't hear anything about that anymore. Why? Because they're not pumping. They had some issues and so forth. I was checking up on that a couple of weeks ago. So they're not doing anything extra. I'm sure we're exporting a lot of, I believe, is it the natural gas, I believe. Maybe not natural gas, but so some sort of oil derivative that we're
shale oil, I think, also is going out, I believe.
Yeah.
I was reading today that fracking, especially in the Midwest, is causing earthquakes in Oklahoma, places like that. And fracking, again, people say they're all for it, some are totally against it. I personally, I'm the jury's out for me, but from what I've read, it's not the best thing in the world to do. But natural gas is coming back. They're coming on big time. You know that. Coal declining, natural gas coming on. And no matter what whatever resource you use, you're using resources from the earth. That's what God put them here for. But you have to do it in a wise way, Melody. You know, it's like logging. You can log a place and ruin it. You can select, cut, and do good and come back 20 years later and do it again. You know, you can rape the landscape, or you can harvest it. It's like take care of a garden and you fertilize the garden, you take care of the garden, you plant good seed, you harvest it, you don't rape it. That's why you're supposed to do in this country is the same thing. But we're not doing too well in a lot of places, so we know that. But here's the answer. Washington, D.C. may allow 16-year-olds to vote for president in 2020. Isn't that exciting?
But that's just the D.C. area, right?
Right, just D.C. right now.
Yeah.
But D.C., by the 2020 presidential election, 16, 17-year-olds may be able to vote in the nation's capital. Washington, now listen to this. This is unbelievable. Washington, D.C. may lower the voting age for federal and local elections to 16. The legislation was introduced last Tuesday by D.C. Council Member Charles Allen, Democrat, Ward 6, who said he was inspired. Now listen to this, Melody. By the high schoolers that came to D.C. to protest at the March for Our Lives. Oh, my gosh, a bunch of snotty-nosed kids out doing what they're told to do by their peers because it feels good to take away our ability to keep and bear arms. And Dick's Sporting Goods, the Dunderheads, now going to destroy the AR-15s or they have in stock. They're not going to turn back in. They're going to destroy them. Just stand politically correct. I never did like Dick's Sporting Goods. I'll never be in a store again. But anyway, advocates of the majors say they have support of seven of 13, a majority of D.C. council members. I think people are getting excited about this. I am, not the way he thinks, especially with what's going on in the nations right now in terms of youth leading social change. The Bible says that children will have rule over them. Guess what, folks? So I think that people are going to be very excited about it and want to get on board, says Alicia Kopra, 18, a senior at School Without Walls. The Parkland students who survived the mass shooting in February are already credited for changing laws in Florida. And again, Dick's Sporting Goods is going to destroy the AR-15s they have in stock. That's going to save the world, Melody. Think about that. That'll stop all the crime in this country. We'll take away all the assault weapons, right down to the knives, and like they are in London now, in England, because stabbings increased over there. We'll take away more knives. That'll solve all the problems. All the bad guys who use these things to hurt other people are going to say, you know, you're right, here they are. We don't want them no more. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw all that information as far as destroying those ARs and you know, the voting for 16, and they know, and I go back to Bernie Sanders, the Democrats, they're going after the youth because they know this new youth is the generation that they will be able to control and be able to complete their agenda. And, you know, they work on every generation. You can see the changes on how how these generations were influenced and how we've seen it move on. And I believe with the reaction of these kids from those high schools in Florida, that's the generation. And the Democrats now focused on these kids to do their will be the last generation.
I agree. Totally agree. But on the bright side of that, the gun sales soar. This hit record in March amid push for gun control measures. More guns are sold this past March than any time in the March in history. Almost 3 million background checks were done. 2,767,699 of them. So they're setting records on gun sales. And to me, that really thrilled me. And I don't mind telling you, Melody, and I don't mind saying on the radio, I have guns. Mm-hmm. You've never seen me in public without a gun. At least not in the area where I live, not because we live in one of the better areas. But I know in your state where you live, it's almost like a police state carrying a gun. But here we're blessed, concealed or unconcealed, don't need a permit. Crime rate went down since this happened. And when you see me out in public, I'll probably have one on my hip. If not, it'll be in my pocket. That's mm-hmm. the way it is. And so I'm excited when I see gun sales going up. What's it going to mean? I don't know. If they pass a law to outlaw them, I would say that 80% of the people are going to turn them in like good little sheeple. But this old hillbilly preacher is not going to just walk up here and say, here it is, master. I'm not going to do that. I can't. Because it's my duty as a Christian to defend my family, Melody. You've known me a long time. You know what I mean by my body. But you lay a hand on my wife, and there's going to be problems. I don't care who it is. I told a cop at one time, right to his face, that you lay a hand on my wife, I'll kill you. And I'm in it. And he knew I'm in it. He's treated me very well since then, by the way. Is that wrong for a man to defend his family?
No, not at all.
So I don't want to happen to men in this country. We have 6-year-olds going to vote, and men, where's the men? Where are these pathetic men? Their mistakes with zippers. And the pastors in the churches, they are panty-waisted pulpit pimps who never won't preach anything but what makes them feel good. And I know this probably ain't sell a lot of gold and silver, folks. I realize that. But this affects all of us. If you're not financially able to withstand what's coming, I don't want to tell you. It's going to get nasty. When the mark of the beast finally goes in place and you have no other way to move around, you're going to have, if you have some financial stability, some gold and silver, you can still get around a little while. And that's all I can tell you. These things are happening right now in front of us. So what's going to be your call? What are you going to do? You going to depend on Social Security? On unemployment? Medicaid, Medicare? Think about it. Your chance is right now to do something to prepare for the future. Not just yours, but your children and your children's children. Now is your chance to do something. Don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow may not be here. And Melody's number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I wish you'd call and talk to her. It won't cost you a nickel to talk to her. It may save you a lot of heartache in the future. And Melody, I almost let you talk to me. This is your program. I'm sorry.
No, you're excellent. Yeah. And, when you mention the children and their children, lots of times when we talk about gold, we talk about the purchasing power that it's had over 100 years, that like a $20 gold piece will buy you the same thing today as it did 20 years ago.
That's
and
right.
The example was always a fine man's suit of clothes. So when we talk about children and their children, what better thing can you give them? What a way to distribute your wealth than with gold and silver. Give them the opportunity to protect their purchasing power. So then when they inherit your wealth, their purchasing power will be there. It will help them more than any paper dollar that you can give them. Because the paper dollar, I don't care, they talk about how strong the dollar is going to become, where it might see strength in the next few weeks, it loses against the rate of inflation if they supply the true rate of inflation, but they lie about it. So what better gift to your children and your grandchildren than gold and silver?
Well, when you have been offering the last... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
When you've been offering for the last week or two the $25 of face value silver for $330, if people will just stop and think a minute, that $25 back in 1964 would buy roughly what $350 would buy today in paper. What lost value, the silver or the paper? Now think about that, Melody. That's a huge, huge difference. In my mind, I can't calculate the thousands of percentages that's went up. The silver didn't change in value. Silver did not go up. Silver didn't come down. The dollar is what changed in value. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When they took the silver out of the dollar, they took the value of the dollar, folks. There's nothing left but a piece of paper that you believe is good.
And once that belief is questioned,
yes,
the game is over.
Towns like a little town in Kentucky, that Letcher County is hurting. So they're hurting so badly that you're going to put in a prison to save its economy. Now, how sad is a nation or community where it has to build prisons in order to provide jobs? How sad is that?
It's pretty sad.
How sad is that? That to depend on a federal prison to provide employment. A nation has to lock up people to provide jobs for local people. Who pays for the federal prison? Do the feds pay for it themselves? Or do we pay for it out of our taxes? When the government has to exist off its own made taxation, especially when they have to do it by locking people up. Now, I'm not saying they don't belong in jail. Some of them surely do. But when the nation survives from prisons, there's something really wrong with that society, Melody Cedarstrom. There truly is.
There really is. And you're right. This is where we are today. And how does anybody see it getting better? That's the whole point.
Well, Franklin Graham doesn't.
No, it can't. In order for them to fix any of our problems, and I've said this a million times, you have to fix our money.
Yep, you do. You do.
And by fixing our money, it eliminates our debt. They will have to default on the debt. That's the only way we can start fresh. It's the only way we can fix things. We can't grow ourselves out of all this problem.
Well, we're out of time already. I was having fun.
We are out of time. I know. Do you want to go another hour?
Yeah, let's do it.
I wish we could, but I can't. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Pastor Butch.
You're welcome.
We'll be here on Thursday, and ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here with Dave. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. And make sure you give discount code Silver Trading a call, 1-800-375-4188. If I got me a wealthy man.